Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
A study in the current issue of the British Journal of Nutrition.
Who's got that? I was looking for that the other day.
I've got the American Journal of Nutrition. Okay. I think Puss may have the British Journal.
Yeah. No, I brought that back.
Oh, okay.
I took on the Canadian Journal of Nutrition.
He likes their ham.
They don't know.
It's Canadian bacon, damn it.
It is.
A study in the current issue of the British Journal of Nutrition says that consuming 30 grams of protein 30 minutes before bedtime has a positive effect on muscle quality, metabolism, and overall health.
So what are we supposed to chow down on?
Cottage cheese.
Before we go to bed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Instead of ice cream, candy, or chocolate. Well, that's news.
Big bowl of yogurt.
This says cottage cheese. I don't know if...
Better source of protein?
30 grams of protein.
I eat peck of cheese
it may
before
be tough
bed.
To get yeah.
Pecker no. cheese is what
may
you
be tough
bed.
To get 30 grams of protein out of your...
There's other thing that's protein besides cottage cheese, right?
The Greek yogurt has about that per serving.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought those were like 15.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot less.
Maybe you need to eat two yogurts.
You eat two, you sound like this.
There you go. No, yeah, I can go in my fridge right now and pull out 26 grams a serving.
Well, that's not 30.
Well,
that's close enough.
And a little bit more.
Yeah. Open up one and just take like a little spoonful.
And it's better than cottage cheese.
I eat peck of cheese.
I know. I like cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I don't mind cottage cheese.
I'm not a fan either, but I'm not going to eat before bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate it.
For your snack?
Well, what else can you eat that has protein 30 minutes before bed?
Not a lot.
Besides that.
A steak?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beef jerky's got protein.
A whole chicken.
A couple scrambled eggs.
Well, I got to find out how many bowls of cereal it takes to get 30 grams of protein.
Yeah, sure.
Was it the Fruit Loops with marshmallows, Craig?
No.
Still, is that what you still got at home?
We don't have that at home anymore. No, we don't.
That's a good point. I forgot about that.
How many bowls of Fruit Loops do I need before I get 30 grams of protein?
I want to know that answer too.
Well, I'm looking up the protein.
When I was a kid, man, I had to have cereal before I went to bed. Okay. And for years, I was allowed to do that. And so that, to me, reminds me of childhood. So,
okay, y'all. Craig, the Fruit Loops with marshmallows. To get 30 grams of protein before bed, you're going to need to have 30 servings.
Well, we eat more than one usually.
There's 1 gram in each serving.
I've been working on that.
But our bowls are probably at least 3 servings, so 10 bowls. 10 bowls.
And you're probably getting maybe 4 bowls out of a box.
Well, let's put this to a test. See how good I feel after eating 10 bowls. 10 full-size bowls, our kind of bowls.
Yeah.
Of
Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
Right, and see if I sleep better
before bed.
Night. Right.
I'm sure you will.
Do I have to finish the 10th one by a half hour before, or can I just drink, eat them, and fall asleep right away?
I think you got to have the half hour.
Yeah.
Now, you're also going to be taking down somewhere just shy of about 3,500 calories. So you might have.
It doesn't matter. We're going for protein here.
A little extra cardio
supposed
that
to feel
day.
Better. Feels to feel better.
Yeah, we're going for protein here.
Yeah. What you could do is cut it down to about 15 and throw in a piece of salmon.
Yep.
That always goes good with the cereal.
Yeah, I guess you can do that.
No, actually doesn't. Now, salmon and cereal doesn't go good
that's
at all.
That's what I always had to have before I went to bed.
That's
as
a
kid.
Really bad morning show.
I like
show.
Them both, but salmon and cereal.
Is that a North Dakota thing?
In the morning,
salmon
not
and cereal?
A good deal.
I needed some salmon and some Fruit Loops before I went to bed.
Well, that was weird. That's just weird.
You people do things weird in North Dakota, man.
Of course they do. Look at them. far from Craig. Look at him. Well, look at him.
The Dear Abby advice column.
Who writes that now?
Dear Abby's daughter.
Daughter, okay. God, talk about just gifting something to you.
Yeah. People are upset over a recent response to a question about foreign names.
She
was accused of racism after telling a reader that he was right to be worried about his wife's wish to give their children Indian names instead of Western ones. She says, not only can foreign names be difficult to pronounce and spell, they can cause a kid to be teased unmercifully.
Well, so could any name.
Sometimes that name can be a problematic word in the English language. Sounds beautiful in a foreign language. Can be grating in English.
Kids can make fun of any name.
Exactly.
They could just find the most innocuous first or last name and make fun of it. So that's crap.
Twist it around.
So she went all old and white on this lady.
She did. Yeah. She's accused of clinging to an old America where white is considered the norm and everything else deviant and inferior.
I remember my niece. Her name's Sierra. Now that is such a common name now.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was named Sierra, she's one of the original ones I ever met. 74, I think she was born.
Wow.
Yeah. That was so original. And I remember my grandmother at the time, my mom's mom, was just upset because, oh, they're just going to make fun of her. Nobody. And I remember thinking at the time, thinking, well, it's different. I liked it. But I was just a kid. But now it's that name is so common. And I remember just somebody freaking out about that name.
Yep.
This day and age, you can be named anything. I understand certain names, sometimes you don't get you called on a resume. But they're usually the ones with the shuh, you know. But does it, you know. Dear Abby came off old and white there. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have the correct answer to the Dear Abby thing.
Right. If we're up to Dear Abby, we'd be talking to Dr. Michelle.
Exactly. Right, right.
Yeah. So we are, we've got the answer for Dear Abby. There's another advice columnist that I will see occasionally out of the Sun. Out of UK, and it's Dear Deidre. And let's see if you agree with some of Dear Deidre's answers.
Am I going to?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I don't
you do.
Know.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I don't do. Know.
Okay, don't tease me.
I'll tease you.
Or tease me. It's consensual.
It's consensual teasing.
Well, there's always a payoff, that's why.
Dear Deidre, this person writes in, said that they had sex in a hotel turlet with their girlfriend's stepsister. He says he feels disgusted with himself now.
I got no problem with any of this story.
He says he's been with his girlfriend for more than a year. He said that the girlfriend's stepsister grabbed his hand, led him into the disabled stall in the bathroom.
A lot more room in there.
She locked the door, and, you know, this being out of England, said that she undid his trousers.
All right.
And he said that the sex literally lasted seconds.
Because it was strange, that's why.
Later on, she texted him saying if he wanted more, call him.
Yeah.
He says, I think that I should tell my girlfriend.
No.
I feel so bad about it.
You're only hurting her.
Is that the official answer?
That's the conventional wisdom I've always heard.
I know these people. I mean, you did it. Live with the guilt. Don't hurt her.
Well, if you feel that bad about it, break up with her.
Right.
But don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
Yeah.
Deidre says,
what?
Keep it to yourself.
There you go.
What matters is to learn from that night. Tell the stepsister.
More importantly,
you're done
with it. If the stepsister says she did you, say she didn't.
That doesn't come up here, but
but
you make an excellent point.
Deny.
She says too much is at stake for the family for this ever to get out. It was just a one-time deal. And then tell her that, you know, tell the stepsister she needs a real, you know, long-term relationship. Now, what she also says.
Stepsister's going to come out and say something. She sounds like a crazy
bitch. She also says, what's wrong with your relationship to make the betrayal possible? Was it just that sex was just handed to you on a plate so you went for it? Or have you and your girlfriend lost a bit?
Both.
All of those. Okay, so you kind of agreed with Deidre on that one.
or the fact that she employed the word trousers, no man can resist.
Pulling down your trousers.
A woman who employs the word trousers.
And wouldn't she have technically pulled him into the loo?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
The handicap.
I think you said bathroom.
The handicap loo.
The stall.
Loo.
The loo.
Handicap loo and the trousers. And I pulled out his potatoes. That's Irish.
That stuck to the tail.
1975, my niece was born. Sorry, my sister doesn't want to be pregnant any sooner than that. I
guess. Tyler was giving us the Irish penthouse form there.
Turned you on, didn't it?
It worked.
Yeah.
Another Dear Deidre. See if you agree with this one.
I agree with that one.
Pretty much. This person writes in, says that they are having sex with their mother-in-law. He says he loves his wife, but he loves her mother, too.
Uh-oh.
And he knows that the mother loves him.
Yeah, but the mother-in-law is in more trouble than he is, because the mother-in-law broke a major rule, banging the daughter's husband.
Is the mother-in-law 45 and this guy's 20? I mean, what's the...
He is 38. His wife is 35. Mother-in-law is 53, but he says she has a great body. She works out.
So he's banging his future wife.
Okay, but here's the deal. You know, there's a little extra in here. The wife was in a nasty accident and had to spend some time in the hospital with a broken leg and internal injuries. She was on life support for a while.
So she couldn't have sex. That's his line?
So the mother-in-law
it's about me.
So the mother-in-law was staying with him because he lived a lot closer to the hospital.
Uh-oh.
And it was a stressful time, and they were comforting one another, and they would talk, and they would cry.
And bang.
One night after a very difficult hospital visit, they got together. They, you know, went home, and, well, it turned into, you know, what Puss said there, banging.
Is this British again?
Yeah.
So Nigel.
Right. Did it say who initiated it, or did it just happen?
And did any of this happen in the movie?
Let's see. Well, it said... That the mother-in-law reached out to put her hand on his leg to reassure him everything would be okay.
No.
Boner.
His trousers. She put his hand, her hand.
And pulled out his potatoes.
He may have been wearing shorts. We don't know.
Okay. There's no mention.
He says he doesn't know why, but he leaned over to kiss her. One thing led to another. Ended up having sex. They carried on having sex regularly till the wife came home from the hospital. Well, the wife is fine now, but he still sees her mother.
He's done.
There's no way for this to end well.
Never going to end well.
There's no way for this to end well.
Because I don't think the mother's going to say, the rest of his life, if he decides to stop banging his mother-in-law, he's going to see her all the time.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is still awkward.
And if his mother-in-law doesn't die soon, which would probably be the best part about this, if she died, he's going to get snagged.
He says, I know it's wrong, and we do feel guilty, but surely there's no harm if no one is hurt.
Oh, no, there's harm.
No. Nothing about this is
we completely trust one another and will never tell anyone, he says.
He'll get caught. He's banging his mother-in-law. I guess the father-in-law ain't around anymore, is there?
No.
That's what it sounds like. Mother-in-law is going to start getting jealous of her own daughter. That's exactly what's going to happen there.
Not if he keeps banging them both.
True.
Yeah, but if they're close, somebody's going to catch on.
Somebody's going to narc.
I don't think you really need that much instinct.
I smell mom on you. That's what's going to happen.
Tell me that stuck to the tape.
Oh, God, I don't know if I want it
I don't want that. You smell like my mom. That's my mom.
So, once again, you guys are very good. You pretty much agree with Deidre.
Yeah.
In this case,
Todd,
you know, in the last case, you don't tell.
Don't tell.
In this case, it's only a matter of time before your wife finds out, says Deidre.
Yes.
She's being betrayed by the two people she ought to be able to trust and rely on the most.
Right.
Ask yourself what sort of woman your mother-in-law is to want to encourage her own daughter's husband to cheat.
What would Deidre have said if it were only a one-time thing?
Yeah, I know. Would she have said keep quiet?
Like with the stepsister.
I would think she may have said shut your pie hole.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd have shut my pie hole on that one.
No pun intended on the pie hole there either.
No, complete pun intended, I think, on that one.
So you agreed on that one as well?
I think we did.
And then let's see. One more.
This is why we're so good at dispensing advice.
Yeah.
One more here from Dear Deidre. We'll see if you agree with her on this one.
It may not be by the book, but it's practical.
I got a friend that did something with his mother-in-law years ago.
How'd that work out?
One time. Nobody ever found out. I think she's like 80 now, so he probably didn't even discuss it.
How was it?
It's a horrible story I'll tell you off the air.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But no, a great horrible story, but it's just too embarrassing for me to tell.
Okay.
Because it's not fair to him.
Is he in the listening area?
No. He's a back east.
Did it end without the consequences?
No, they're still together. Him and his wife are still together. Oh, totally.
And no one ever found out.
Yeah.
They just did it and never told anyone.
Well, it was more of a so, but still, it happened.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Still.
I almost said his first name. I'll just stick with the so Tom.
Dear Deidre, this guy writes in.
I'm pretty sure he knows who he is.
Yeah, he ain't listening. Yeah,
unless there are a bunch of your friends, didn't I?
No, I also knew a dude that bagged his wife's sister. Him and his wife stayed together for years after that. They never found out. But then they ended up being divorced, but not because of that.
Did he ever get back together with his sister?
Nope. That was a one-time thing years ago when they were in their 20s. They got married,
let that go.
Yeah, he got married too young. Yeah. Like a lot of people do. Yeah. Ended up banging her wife's sister.
None of us have stories like this. You got some bad friends.
Nope. I had friends.
They're people.
They were people, and they were young. Both these guys were easily no older than 24 at the time.
Got married real young.
Just everything happened real young for them.
Dear Deidre, this guy had the most passionate sex of his life with a girl that he met at the Glastonbury Music Festival.
Okay.
He said he was waiting in line for food, started talking to this girl. They started talking. She was gorgeous. He was into her. They ate. They spent the rest of the day together. They held hands. They kissed. She suggested they spend the night together. He said, yeah. He said the sex was awesome, even though they were pretty cramped in their little tent. He said she seemed to know what she was doing, and it was wonderful.
Okay, what's the question?
He was shocked when she told him the next morning that this guy was the 20th person that she had had sex with at the festival.
How long's the festival?
A few days.
Probably not more than a weekend.
Maybe about 3 days.
A few days.
20th guy.
Wow, it sounds like he got extra time, though.
It does sound like that. Todd makes an excellent point. Yeah. He got some extra time there.
She was tired by then. She needed a nap.
Yeah, she may have.
All right.
She did 19 guys before that.
This year's Glastonbury Festival is 5 days long.
Still, though.
So we're going to give her 5 days.
That's five a day.
That's four.
No, four.
Four a day.
Yeah, it sounds like she only just did the one guy, though.
Well, she could have done six or seven in one day. And sure. Especially you're tailed off after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you're right. 19. And then him. He got a whole day.
Yeah, he was 20. 19,
yeah, three. He said it sounded like she was going for a target. He said he was stunned that she could have sex with so many men in just a few days. But he says they have been regularly keeping in touch by text since then. She's a really nice girl, and he really does like her.
Is she having texting everybody else she banged that weekend?
But now that he's back at home, he's starting to wonder whether he should be worried that she seems to sleep around. He can't help but question whether he should bother with someone like that.
Well, here's the deal. If she agrees to just see him, he might be able to get past that. But that's a lot of – I'm not calling her a S-word here, but she had sexual enthusiasts with 20 guys in 3 days or four
right.
days.
Yeah,
that's a lot of dudes.
But she
okay, but you with the tables turned, you would have done that.
I was younger, maybe.
Yeah, like, when you – and these people are younger going to outdoor music
festivals. But I also understand why he might not want to see her. I got no problem with him.
Well, he likes her a lot.
I know that. But I think if that bothers him, then he probably shouldn't see
her. How did it come up? Did she volunteer that information?
I've given you the information I have.
There are notches on her arm.
Did he ask her?
I've given you the information I have.
Was there one of those ticket things outside the tent? You know, now serving number 20?
No, it was his tent.
Oh. Well,
but he had the 20 ticket, though. Once again, though, I have no problem with him saying, hey, maybe I shouldn't see her. I understand that, but I understand if he does like her, then he has to get past that part.
Yeah, but even if she does say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore, do you trust it? I mean, because...
No, I don't, but I'm just...
If she's banging you, yeah.
Yeah.
You believe her?
I would, because she was forthcoming about it in the first place.
Yeah, but she didn't think this guy was going to like her. Yeah, you're my 20th. Take off your trousers.
Yeah, but even if she says...
That didn't stick either, did it?
That one did.
Even if she says, no, I'm not going to do that anymore, but she did it once. She did bang 20 guys in 5 days once, so she might do it again.
I'm not saying she's not allowed to do that. If she obviously had a great festival.
But did she see any of the bands?
But he could never give her any crap for it because he knew that going in.
Well, no, she told him the next day.
Whatever. But he wasn't expecting a relationship. He ended up liking her after the fact.
Right.
Okay. He's got to get past that. And if not, then don't hang out.
And there is another part to the story here. No word on whether or not she wants to see him.
And by the way, yeah, she's texting him. And by the way, was there 24, 25, 26 after him? Was he just in the middle? Was he the final one?
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I think the festival was over at that point.
We don't know.
For him.
Or maybe they just go back to Glastonbury this year, and that's his little Glastonbury thing.
And the other 19 guys are there, too.
And the other 19
guys. Let's all get one tent.
It's a big tent. I don't know if they make them that big.
So Deidre says love and sex are special. She gives them away too cheaply.
Deidre said that.
On the other hand, you were keen to have sex with her the day you met, so don't be too hypocritical. Find out why she did it. Did she use protection? Get a sexual health check?
Did Deidre ask her what
she
looks
willing
like?
To commit to being faithful? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, too many questions there.
Right. Well, it is...
All of them we had. We got the same thing.
So, yeah, we kind of agree with Deidre on some of these things.
Yep. See you at Bonnaroo.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.